The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on daily management. Let's start out with a brief overview. Daily management is a structured approach to running an operation. In a nutshell, daily management is the continuous application of the PDCA cycle to a production process. Daily management consists of 1. Planning. Daily management requires an understanding of what demand will be and of the capabilities of the organization. It also requires knowing the schedule of your staff and accounting for time away from production work. Number 2. Doing. Daily management requires that leaders inform teams of the plan and that teams know what the expectations are. They also need to know what to do when there is a problem. Number 3. Checking. Teams and leaders must both monitor progress. With clear standards and an established pace, problems become obvious. And finally, number 4. Acting. Daily management requires taking immediate action to get back on track. It also requires countermeasures to develop permanent fixes when there is a recurring problem. So what is daily management? It is a systematic, fact-based, goal-oriented, active style of leadership to manage operational performance. Let's move on now to a deeper discussion about daily management. Daily management provides a framework that allows an ongoing self-review of an organization. Its short-term function is to come up with an action plan to stay on track. This requires understanding the organization and its customer demand enough to make a prediction about what the workload is and how well the team can handle it. Obviously, if the numbers don't add up, the leadership group must take action. The long-term function of daily management is to enable more effective problem-solving. It highlights abnormalities right at the time that the error occurred and ensures that the team addresses those issues before moving on. Daily management requires ongoing scrutiny of the operation. For processes with a well-defined, consistent tack time, this might mean tracking each and every unit. For work areas with more variation, it might mean bucketizing the workload. That simply means that the progress is checked every few hours. Most work tends to average out over time, so the noise within the system is accounted for, and the special causes pop out more. Now, if you want a little bit more advanced information, this grouping of work units is effective because of a mathematical premise known as the central limit theorem. It basically says that no matter what the distribution of your cycle times are, the average of samples from those distributions will form a bell curve or a normal distribution. The averages from each bucket should, therefore, fall into a predictable pattern. If they don't, you know something is wrong. Now, the last activity required by daily management is doing something about problems, acting. Because they are identified so quickly, the root causes tend to be easier to uncover than, for example, if you waited until the end of the month to look for the source of production problems. Now, there are a handful of prerequisites for daily management. First, the work area has defined processes. It is hard to review something if there is no standard to review it against. Second, the area has established norms and goals. Most often, these are represented by key performance indicators or KPIs. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.